Welcome, you're listening to Seedlings at Bit by Bit, January 14th, 2007. And that's a Monday, according to my calendar. So usually we don't do this on a Monday, but we're having a snow day in our area.
Ooh, yahoo! And
so I'm Bob Sprankle, and I'll move right on up the coast to...
I think it's Wells next. I'm Cheryl Oaks.
I think it's Wells.
In Wells.
And Alice Barr, who's so out of it today because I've missed like a month of anything technology up in Kennebunkport. Anyway, hi, everybody.
And we are all comparing snow amounts in the chat room right now. And it looks like Maria saying 6 inches in southern New Hampshire. And Kay Olmsted, 8 inches. I'm not sure where you are. And I don't know if Liz has put down an amount. Bob, how much do you have?
I have no idea. It looks deep. I haven't even been out yet.
Alice?
Let me ask the shoveler. How much snow do we have?
Maybe 8 inches.
8 inches. So all right. 8 or 9.
Wow. It's pretty fluffy.
It's fluffy.
Oh, good. Good. So because we had a snow day, we decided that we'll get together because I'm the one messing up the schedule on Sundays when I am skiing in the mountains now. So welcome, everybody.
Yeah, kind of an impromptu stream here. It's great that people are able to show up. And that hiss in the background, we're just going to blame that on the snow out there. So we're sorry about the hiss.
We won't even hear it. Well, there'll be so much happening and going on. And Bob,
and
did you put a schedule in here? Because now I've completely missed a schedule with all my chats. In our Skype chat?
You mean an agenda?
Yeah.
No, we never got to that.
Okay.
I do have that. We'll talk about the Geek of the Week site. And then we also have Geek of the Weeks. And it's been a while since we've done a show. There's probably a lot. You were in Europe, Alice. Was that professional or just?
No, that was a family vacation.
Oh, nice.
26 of us went. And we went skiing in Austria, and we went to a place that we've gone to over a number of years, which is an old, it's a 12th century castle. And it's really interesting because when they did renovations, they dug up a lot of medieval artifacts. And so there's like a full suit of armor and my nephews were beside themselves with the mace and all that cool stuff. So anyway, it's a wonderful place and we could probably do a separate podcast just on it. That's where I was.
Oh, that's great. Did you start a Flickr stream on that?
Not yet. I'm getting there. You know me.
Yeah.
Slow pokey.
Very cool.
And I was in the mountains skiing the whole time. So, and I did start a Flickr because we were chatting online with Doug Symington, and he posted some great ski photos from British Columbia. So I posted some as well.
And I've been at the K-12 online conference.
Great. So, Bob, I thought that was in October. Yeah.
It was, but I am a procrastinator. No, I didn't have any time then. It lives on and on and on. So I am now taking my graduate credits through Plymouth State and Shanghai University. Hello, Lily.
Glad to be here.
And I'm going through the coursework. So it's great.
Yeah, and I noticed that Wes Fryer posted that a couple of weeks ago in his Speed of Creativity blog that because he saw that you were posting to K-12 online. And it is great that it still can live on and people can take advantage. And in about 20 more seconds, Michael Rich will mention that in the chat room because he's been on the K-12 online conference this past vacation as well.
You all are so good. I'm taking it for credit, too, and I haven't even started, as usual. But Kathy, Mike, and I are going to do some collaboration on that, hopefully. So we'll be adding, too.
I hope I'm posting mine in the right place because I haven't seen Mike's yet. So I know there's two sites. Mm-hmm. I'll have to talk to him after the show.
And Maria just mentioned she saw your reflections. Nice work.
So. Thank you.
Good.
So, Cheryl, you put on the agenda, what do we do on a snow day?
Yes.
Well, this is one example. We have a hard time being idle, don't we?
Right.
I saw that a lot of folks in the same situation were doing a lot of the same stuff on Twitter.
Yeah, there was quite a buzz at Twitter last night for people deciding whose school districts had already decided they had a 2-hour delay last night or cancellation. And it was just interesting to watch the buzz there. And then the counter buzz from our friends in Australia and New Zealand bemoaning the fact that it was still 40 degrees Celsius over there and they were, just sweltering in the heat. And here we are with a snow day. So it's kind of a unique event.
Yeah, definitely.
But did you plan last night what you were going to do on the snow day, Alice or Bob?
I get up quite early any day. So I get about 4 hours, 3 or 4 hours of work done before school. So I just stuck with that regular stuff. I got some plans done. I did a reflection for K-12, started a wiki.
Wow.
I think that's it. Answered email.
I tackled Google Reader, which I don't get to do all that much. And that was great. That took me about 3 hours to sort of go through some stuff. And I did some set up on my iPhone that I've been wanting to do with Google Calendar and iCal.
All right. Two questions for you. Have you gone to the Blog Lines beta by any chance?
Yes.
How do you like that compared to Google? Because that might switch me back over.
I know. I was reading Will Richardson was saying he's switching back. I haven't played enough with it to determine which one yet, but the thing is, I really want to be able to use the reader either on my iPhone or my Exo laptop. So I may, and it's easier to read Google Reader on the iPhone.
Right, and now the next question is, have you gone to iGoogle on your phone yet? How they've changed that?
No.
Very nice. In fact, I'm thinking of switching a lot of my RSS feeds to my, home Google page because you can easily turn those on and off like topics, and it's very quick to read. They've done a really nice job setting that up so that it's like your phone. And I can go to my calendar and everything that I have right from that page, so it's very nice.
Oh, okay. That's great.
I sound like Gandhi. Jeff says I sound like Gandhi.
Oh, wise one.
Is that an audio problem or is that a compliment? I don't know.
It's all good, I think.
Peace be with you. Ooh, that's me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, what is that, Alice?
I don't know.
Alice and Bob, are you both using Friends Shared Items? I think that's in Google Reader.
Oh,
no, I haven't done that yet.
I'm looking at other people's, but I am not sharing mine yet.
Yeah, I need to open that up.
Yeah, that was the interesting part that I was watching on Twitter while I was at the Mountain House, that people were opening up Google Reader and sharing it as a social network so that they were getting lots of other ideas. And I haven't tried Google Reader yet. But because of a snow day today, the things that I thought about last night, one is to activate Timeline on my iMac that I just installed Leopard on. And the other one is to get my tech learning blog done actually today sometime rather than 4:30 tomorrow morning when I'm in a panic. And and I might actually work on our tech plan that's not due until June, but because you have to get so many people involved with it, it's good to get the outline done so that people can edit and add to rather than spend the time of the large group creating painfully step by step. So those are my plans, and also including some shoveling because we will definitely be shoveling pretty soon.
But, and I was going to say you'll probably be working on your tech plan a little longer than you anticipated since we'll be in school till July at this point.
Yes, we'll leave school and go right to NEC, you know.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah. Wow.
But the thing that I thought of, you know, for the snow day is I always try to do something on, you know, like a snow day, the unexpected day that I've been putting off or just not finding the time to do it. And so that's, you know, I tried to throw in a couple things that I just don't find the time to do, and today's going to be the day.
Good.
Great.
You guys are always very productive. That's good.
Well, should we talk about the Geek of the Week site?
Yes.
Go into that. This is not our normal Geek of the Week talk, but we're starting a breakout site. And if you go to our Bit by Bit site, bobsprankle.com/bitbybit, you'll see a little picture on the side of Geek of the Week. And we're starting this site where all three of us will contribute to it. And we're kind of thinking of this as offering up sites for teachers that work in our buildings and then obviously open that up to everybody. So we're starting up that site with some Geek of the Week set that will be different than what we offer here, I would imagine. So there's that new site there you might want to check out. And more at... I think, you know, when I think of my audience at my school, I think of more of people that are kind of starting the journey, where perhaps the Geek of the Weeks that we share during the show might be a little more advanced. Mm-hmm. So we've just started that.
Very nice. I just went to the site. I hadn't been to it because when you first told me about it, I think I was at the Mountain House and just not having great quick access. But that's wonderful. And I still think, you know, when we did our Geek of the Week at the Actum conference where people had lunch while we were sharing our Geek of the Week, that it was so popular. And I know that on Sunday night, EdTech Weekly is very popular too. And I think it's for that reason. People can stop in, you know, hear about a bunch of links and then just check them out as they need them. So it's great to archive all those resources.
And I think there needs to be a nice collection for those beginner people too. And David Jakes had an excellent tech learning article last week that really has me thinking a lot. And he's just asking why, you know, technology has not altered the learning landscape, and you know, ask some really good, hard-hitting questions. And you know, I think you know, a site where people can come and start picking up some of those utilities that are compiled that they start to get by in and say, "Oh, this will make my life easier." That maybe there's not a lot of that out there for people right now because it's so Web 2.0 and taking off. So that's kind of what I'm hoping. Great article, too. Check that out. time for our Geek of the Weeks here?
Yeah.
Go for it.
We'll start in South Berwick.
Okay. On a recent show, you probably heard me bemoan the fact that I spent about a week trying to find a safe chat room for my kids at school. And I wanted something on the fly that I could just set up and it could just go away after. I wanted it to be safe, so either password protected or hidden, and I really couldn't find anything that was working for me. Well, now there's a site, and it's called Chatmaker. It's at chatmaker.net. And you go there, and it is drop-dead easy. You just create a chat room name. So I could create that on the fly and, you know, almost make it like a password, numbers and letters that would just exist for that time. And then anyone can join once they know that room name. So I'll just put in test right now, and then the entire address would be www.chatmaker.net/chat/ap/rooms/tests. And then we'd all end up in that chat room. And as long as nobody else can, you know, figure out that name, we're in there safe. And then it just goes away after. So really great, quick chat maker. You don't have to sign up. You don't need any email validation. It just will get them right in there. So real happy about that.
That's very cool.
Smart.
Nice.
And I just went into test, and there's a lot of people already in there, or they were.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. You know, you really got to pick a name that other people won't think of. But a random string of numbers and letters, I think, would do it. So.
Wow. That's great. I have we'll move up the state, and I have a couple of Geek of the Week things, and now I can't talk about them and type them at the same time, so they'll be coming right
I'll
up.
Put them in.
And two of the, actually, all three are from Twitter this week. There's the first one, bibme.org, which is a bibliography maker, quote unquote, that you can harvest things from the internet that, like I just typed in the Golden Compass book, for example, and it brings up all the bibliography information for you, and it allows you to put it in MLA style, or you can choose your own style. So it's really a great way for creating a bibliography and checking out your documents. The other one is just absolutely for fun. If you have a Twitter account and you look on the side menu in your Twitter page, you'll see the little tiny icons of all the people that are following you or you're following. And sometimes the list gets really long, so you can't see people. Well, you can go to a website that someone has made that's called your Twitter Karma. And it's also operates on the Dig programming. And as soon as you go to the website, click on it, wait a few minutes, it will load all your Twitter folks, and it will tell who's following you and who you are following. And it also allows you to bulk add people, which is really a great feature, because this past week when I was at the Mountain House, I had a few people click on that they wanted me to follow them, or that they were following me, and there wasn't any way for me to add them. And on a slow dial-up connection, it's really, really tedious to add people, so they all had to wait until I got home. So I like the bulk feature, and it creates one giant web page with all of your Twitters. And the last one was a website that was posted. I'm not sure if Daryl posted this or Carosa posted it, but it is a great compilation of Web 2.0 in the Classroom blog, where there are just a series of links to persuade teachers that they should get blogging, persuade teachers to get involved in social networks. There's a section on administrators and blogging, and there's just a whole list of great links for elementary, middle school, high school people who are blogging and using it successfully in their classroom. So there goes the rest of your day for all of you folks who are on a snow day. You could just be there forever. You know, I just had somebody ask on the Friday, why, you know, what can I add to my technology repertoire? And I've been thinking all weekend, and it just happened that I found some great places to send this person so that she can look at something that's appropriate for her grade level. So, and it's always better when somebody else recommends it and not you, because then it's, I don't know, more believable, if you can figure that. So those
that
are my...
That is great.
Yeah, just great stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, that is a mother.
Yeah.
Perfect. I was looking for some student examples. This is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Yeah, Cheryl.
All right,
the Twitter karma. Oh, sorry, Alice. Just that Twitter karma.
That's
all
right.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
I love how like a mashup can come along and do, you know, something better than Twitter's doing. You know,
yeah.
This is such an easier way to manage your Twitter and to see everything. And you know, I don't think it's just for fun. For me, it's a great way to go back in and take another look at people that are following me that I never got around to following. You know, it's
yeah.
a really quick way to go to them, and you know, maybe you clean things out too, you know, or update. So
mm-hmm.
that's great. Love it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, thanks to the Twitterverse for my geeks this week. Alice, thank you for typing those all in for me.
Very welcome. Actually, I just dragged.
Yeah. Oh, good.
My Geek of the Week is sort of on the genre of MIT course links. This is from Oxford Internet Institute, which Bob says I must speak with a British accent, which I can't do. But anyway, this is a compilation of their professional podcasts and webcasts. So I haven't looked at it too much, but it looks like there's some pretty interesting stuff. Some very interesting, one of the ones I looked at was A Tale of Two Portraits from Crayon to Computer, which sort of delves into the artistic world. So anyway, more stuff for you to do on your snow day. You will now be busy till midnight.
And I have some news to report. My snow day just got a little less busier.
Yes?
Because I won't have any audio to edit.
Oh, well, that's good, Bob, because I'll edit.
We are not archiving, but I guess it does archive at EdTech Talk, right?
I was archiving.
That's true.
So,
oh, great. Okay, so if you want to ship that over to me,
yeah,
great.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
And EdTech
yeah,
Talk
so we're not recording.
Has an archive happening too in the background. See? It's good to have a network.
That's right.
Yeah.
For when I drop the ball.
That's a good thing, so you don't need to work on that today. Hey, did
or
we get
ship
through
it
our
over.
Agenda?
I think so. I think we
did.
Had a pretty short week. So.
Nice. Let's see if there's any questions
right.
or comments from the chat room.
Well, Mike said he's got plenty to check out instead of shoveling. So.
Mm-hmm. And
anything not to shovel.
A weather update. We now have 12 inches of snow on the back deck.
Wow.
Really?
Yes. We must be that
oh
band.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, all right. Steve says, hi, Steve from Connecticut. Said it stopped snowing around 11 this morning. So thanks, Steve. Glad you could join us for lunch.
It's a grilled cheese and tomato soup day.
Mmm, boy, isn't it? Yeah.
All right. Who would like to do the outro?
I'll do
Lily?
It.
Lily?
Oh, Lily.
Lily could. She's just soaking wet from diving through the snowbanks. She would say, woo, 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 woo.
Well, this is Cheryl Oakes for Seedlings at Bit by Bit with Bob Sprangle and Alice Barr. And after a few little gremlins getting going, we thank worldbridges.net and EdTechTalk for providing us the broadcast channel and chat room so that we could come to you live today. And we've enjoyed chatting and sharing things and hope you have too. Thanks. This will be a podcast at bobsprankle.com. And I think, Alice, are you still posting for your internship?
Oh, yeah, when I get around to it.
Okay, yep. And it'll be posted on the EdTechTalk channels too. So, thank you. Over and out.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Today's music came from the PodSafe Music Network. Check them out at music.podshow.com.